Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So today, in my lucky dip, from Jean, how do I choose a handbag size to not overwhelm my body or to look too miniature? So that's the first part of her question. So to choose a size, look at your overall body scale. So if you are a tall person, that might be like 5'8" or 170 something centimeters or taller, choose a larger scale handbag. If you are petite, so that's considered to be 5'4" or under, so that I can never quite remember the centimeters for that. So probably maybe 160-ish centimeters or shorter, then go for small scale handbags. And if you're in between, if you're kind of average height, then go for medium scale handbags. So it relates to your overall body scale, kind of your height and weight to a certain extent come into it. But so really, if you're a small person, go small. If you're a tall person, go large. If you're an average person, go medium. Second part of your question is, as for handbag color, does a person match their shoes or blend or contrast with their clothing? Well, it depends. There's no right or wrong here. So there's different options. You can match your shoes. It's kind of much more classic. Depends what you're wearing, but it can tie those two garments or two elements, accessories of your outfit together, so it can look good. It can match your hair. Like, your hair color is always an easy color for a handbag because you're always wearing your hair. So it's always going to go with something in your outfit because you're always wearing your hair. Or you can just match it to elements of your outfit. So, like, this depends. If you're a one handbag girl, so some of us have like 100 handbags. It's a bit like shoes. Either we have a few pairs of shoes or we have masses of pairs of shoes. So I would say that if you are someone who is just a, you know, one handbag or two handbag sort of person, then I would be matching hair. That would be the where I would go, because you're wearing your hair all the time. And so therefore, if your handbag color matches your hair, it's going to go with every outfit you have. If you are lots of handbags girl, then have the variety. Have ones that match your shoes, have ones that match other elements of your outfits and your clothes, have ones that match your hair. There's really no right or wrong here. It's really up to you about what you love. Now, it's because of handbags are something that, you know, not everybody wants to change them every day, that you have to be someone who wants to change them more frequently if you are going to match your clothes more. But if you are using a color palette, you'll probably find that there might be a few colors in there where the handbag kind of goes with a lot of what you wear, or you do wear some colors a lot. That could be a good color for a handbag as well. Like, I wear a lot of blue, and I happen to have a blue handbag. It's a very easy color for me because I wear it a lot of the time. But sometimes I will swap it out for a hair color handbag, or, you know, a different color as well, depending on my mood and what's going on. So hopefully that helps. You know, and you can create a contrast. You can do a beauty bundle. That is where you have a bunch of accessories in the same color. You can create a theme that goes on in your outfit. There's no right or wrong here. So it's very much up to you, Jean, about what you choose. Katja said, how do I dress in a feminine way when I have to wear orthopedic shoes and have heavy bone structure with wide shoulders, and I don't feel small or dainty suits me? Plus, I'm an intellectual person. I want people to know this about me. So how do we bring that feminine in when, you know, the orthopedic shoes are not feminine? The bone structure is larger, so it's not small and dainty, you know, petite bone structure. This is where we can think about, well, what is feminine? How do I want to express my innate femininity? So you could think about pattern. So curvy patterns are more feminine patterns. So here we could think about floral patterns, about, you know, butterflies, nature-based, polka dots, all sorts of things. Any sort of very curvy pattern, paisley is another version, are feminine patterns. Now, they can still be large and bold to suit your bone structure. They don't have to be small, delicate, liberty print style florals. So you could have a large scale, bold floral. It's still going to add that bit of femininity in. You can think about fabrics. So more feminine fabrics tend to be more flowing and also softer and more touchable here. So this is where you could have elements of fur or something, you know, faux fur, or, you know, soft and touchable, velvet, or just kind of more chiffon or silk fabrics like that, fabrics that have some movement and flow have a femininity to them, or fabrics like lace. So it has an inbuilt textural pattern, but it tends to be floral. So lace is a very feminine pattern, but you know, you can still wear it. And then we can think about colours. So overall, lighter colours are more feminine than dark colours. The more pastel end of the spectrum is seen as more feminine. It's more yin in its expression. Then what else can we have that also details? It's things like accessories. Now, you may not want to wear teeny tiny things, but you can wear larger things made out of many small elements, just like this necklace is, which is a larger scale necklace, but made from many small elements. Also, it's in a floral shape, so that's also quite feminine, but it's not small and delicate. You could think about any other sort of accessory, whether it's got a little bit of bling to it, a little bit of sheen, a little bit of shine, those sorts of things. The expression of the garment, how it's put together, even things like a little satin trim on the neckline of a t-shirt can add a little bit of femininity to an otherwise more masculine, more relaxed garment. So it's looking at how do you put it together that works for you. So just because you have a larger scale body and you have, you know, orthopedic shoes doesn't mean it has to all be in chunky and heavy and black and dark and all relaxed. And of course there is the feminine shape, and that is that hourglass shape. And even if you don't have one of those, I don't have a defined waist, but you can still, you know, kind of like create the illusion more of that by just choosing the kind of shapes of clothing and not highlighting your waist as well, which is something we can often do very much in the feminine style. But if you currently have an undefined waist, then I would suggest, you know, don't dress as an X shape if you haven't got one, but instead just look for things that come in and skim without clinging, but still give you that kind of feminine appearance, maybe in a way. Hopefully there's some little tips there you can think about, that you can choose what works for you as far as bringing that feminine element into your style, which while still expressing your intellectual, intelligent person that you are. No reason you can't be an intellectual feminine person. Anne said, I've loved my autumn colours, but I'm now going grey and finding it hard to figure out what colours suit me anymore. I can't see what suits me now, so I'm really struggling. So when we're thinking about how colours change with age, so if you had kind of more autumnal sorts of colours, which is my kind of more exotic palette, and then you're going grey, what happens is when we are greying, we're both lightening up, so we're losing some of the depth we might have had when we had darker hair. So we're losing that depth. So remember, colour has three properties. It has its undertone, so it's warm or cool. It has its intensity, how bright or muted the colour is. And it has its value, which is how light or dark the colour is. So if you had, you know, more autumnal palette, so that's darker, it's a little bit more bright, it's a little bit toasted, and it is very warm. So what we're thinking about is we lose a bit of the warmth as we go grey, because both black and white are cool. So grey cools those colours down a little bit, but it doesn't mean you've gone cool. But we could be greying down. We'll also be lightening up, so we're getting a bit lighter, so we want to move into some lighter colours instead of wearing all dark colours. And then, but the undertone can still be warm. And so this is where I'd be looking at possibly something more like my intriguing palette, which is still warm. It just doesn't have the intense warmness or the intense brightness of this exotic palette. But I would recommend that if you're lost, get another color analysis. There's no reason why you can't do that. I do them online, so it's very easy to get a color analysis online. You don't even have to, you know, leave your house anymore if you're stuck in lockdown. But yeah, so get another colour analysis, because this is going to help you then whittle out your wardrobe, work out what is working for you, and allow you to create a wardrobe of colours that mix and match easily for the new you, and the new you that makes you shine. Because particularly as we're going grey, we can feel kind of a bit old and a bit dull and all those sorts of things. And so even though the more muted colours start to suit you more rather than the brighter colours that might have, you know, suited you when you were younger and you had a more intense hair colour and you would have had a more intense skin colour as well, more clarity there. As we get older, we lose that clarity and skin becomes a little bit more mottled and hair kind of loses its vibrancy. But these new more muted colours would actually make you look brighter. So rather than the colour overwhelming you and overpowering you, the colour will be more balanced with you and you will actually shine more rather than disappearing with the colour taking over, which what can happen when you're wearing too bright a colour when your colouring is more muted. So I would suggest just, you know, get a new color analysis. You know, time moves on. We all need to redo these things, relook at them. Anytime we have a major hair color change or just, you know, about every 10 to 15 years, depending on where we are in our own aging cycle, it's worth revisiting your colors because they may have changed and you might find there's a new, better palette out there for you today. So thank you so much for your questions. If you want to get the color analysis, I just do them online through my Bespoke Image website. Or if you want to get the whole kind of color style wardrobe shopping package online, I have that in my 7 Steps to Style program as well. Plus a bunch of really useful bonuses, including color masterclasses and eyewear masterclasses and hair and makeup masterclasses. There's so much great stuff there to help you learn about what's working for you today. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.